8:30 on the clock. Let's call to order the Gates County Board of Equalization, Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. Open meeting acts posted behind the media's table. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Dornbaum, Malato, Byers, Setzer. Need approval or disapproval of the agenda presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Start already today.
He has a name problem.
We're going to go ahead and let her have it.
Seconded by Lytle. Lytle. All right. Motion and second. In discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved by Lytle.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Setzer. My gosh, my tongue. I haven't had enough coffee, Gus. See? Or too much. Moved by Byers. Seconded by Setzer. Any discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, be comments from the public and requests for future agenda items related to the Board of Equalization. And since Lori doesn't want to talk, we'll come back later if somebody from the public shows up. Go ahead and open up a public hearing. Need a motion to open up a public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemption on vehicles owned by a qualified nonprofit organization. The organization is Mosaic. Need a motion to open a public hearing.
I would move to open the public hearing.
Moved by Byers.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. We're in a public hearing. The vehicle is, looks like, a 2014 Express van used to assist Mosaic with their people they serve with disabilities. They're an approved non-for-profit organization. It's signed by Lori Willenberg, and the property tax would be on the vehicle would be $540. And as I'm looking over there, I'm sure we're fine with that. Any questions, or does anyone want to see this personally? I can hand it around. Anyone to speak for or against? Terry, you got a school bus you want to?
Okay. I would move to approve the tax exemption.
We can't do that yet. But we can close the public hearing if you
want. I would move to close the public hearing.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Vote. 7-0. The public hearing is closed. Next, I would entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the application for exemption of the vehicle.
I would move to approve the tax exemption on the vehicle owned by Mosaic.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, we need a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip 22, or in the amount of, this would be a deduction from the tax roll, $39,618.44, Trailblazer Pipeline Company.
I might explain that one a little, because it's a little, it's
that'd
a
be good.
Pretty good, yeah. What happens is, on August 10th, the state of Nebraska certifies essentially assessed properties to us, and this is one that was protested last year, so it's a 2013 one, and so they got by and they agreed with the protest, so that's how much is coming off the tax rolls, $39,000. So it does affect the school districts of, it looks like, Beatrice and Tri-County the most, likely Midland Township. So, but unfortunately, it's a protest, and the company evidently convinced them that they were overvalued and personal. And we do have another one down in our office, too, from Sprint, but that one hasn't been solved yet. So it's just like a real estate tax protest. They can do it also with the centrally assessed properties. So it's pretty significant, but I wanted to explain it that that's coming from centrally assessed Trailblazer Pipeline.
So will there be any sort of refund back? I'm looking at the tax correction year of 2013.
I don't know how Lori does that.
How
there's $39,000 that'll go back to the company, so therefore.
But if it was collected by the school districts and everybody's got to come back, and did they figure out their budget for this next year based on that valuation being in there?
No, what we do is we send out letters, and then that tells them how much is going to be subtracted, and you should get to reduce their collections.
And actually what happened, this is from 13, so 14s would have already been, that would have been a different valuation that I just sent out in August. So these kinds of things happen, but that's a significant one there. So
is 14 going to be affected by this?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. I only have one protest, and it's from Sprint, and that's the one that they just sent out, and that one hasn't been settled. It's just been filed.
Okay.
So this is a year. This is actually, well, we wouldn't be paying them in 14, but this is actually 13s. So what I've already done for you guys is the 14 valuations. So.
Okay. And for the discussion, I don't have a motion yet, so I need a motion to approve or disapprove. Nobody wants to approve the redundancy.
I will move to approve tax correction slip number 20. I was waiting.
You can put an ouch on the end.
Yeah.
Ouch,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Second. Moved by Byers. I'm still searching for a second.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Any more discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve.
I'm just glad it wasn't mine. I mean, as far as. So, basically, we're just getting ready for tax time now for sending the tax statements out in December. So we will be working on tax rates on the October 15th board meeting. Those will come to the board. So we'll need to get that on the agenda. We'll be setting those, and then we just start working on our billing processes and putting homesteads in from the state. So we have much more for you. Right now, we're starting to look at our statistics for next year, so see what we can do with those. So that's all I have, unless somebody has anything.
Questions for Patty? You let her off the hook that easy?
State Patrolman did this morning.
What'd you do, flash your county badge?
Well.
Okay, we will move.
I wasn't going that fast.
Anything else for the Board of Equalization? CNN, we will adjourn 8:38.